Both old and young, both rich and poor, repent without delay. Unto the Lord for mercy call, and cast your sins away. The terrible day of judgment is drawing very near, when as all sorts of people shall at God's bar appear. Then cast off sinful pleasure, which is but vanity, and above all earthly treasure, remember thou must die. Thou that dost spend thy time in many a fond delight, forgetting of the living Lord who rules both day and night, amend thy life whilst thou hast space, turn from thy former state. Call to the Lord above for grace before it is too late. Then cast off sinful pleasure, which is but vanity, and above all earthly treasure, remember thou must die. Also thou that giveth thy mind to the sin of drunkenness, wasting of thy estate to bring it less and less, it will consume thy body and soul to all eternity. And those that followeth that sin, be sure, will beggars die. Then cast off sinful pleasure, which is but vanity, and above all earthly treasure, remember thou must die. Likewise thou cursed swearer that blasphemes God on high, cast off that deadly sin and learn to live righteously. Remember what's prepared for the swearer and the liar. They both shall have their portion in hell's eternal fire. Then cast off sinful pleasure, which is but vanity, and above all earthly treasure, remember thou must die. Then wicked men consider and think on your last end. Leave off your wickedness and strive your lives to mend. Seek in time for repentance before your time be past, then the goodness of God's mercies hereafter you shall taste. Then cast off sinful pleasure, which is but vanity, and above all earthly treasure, remember thou must die. But whilst pride and malice and envy with us reign, we must not look God's favor nor mercy to obtain. There is some are so malicious and envious too, we see. They hate to see each other live in prosperity. Then cast off sinful pleasure, which is but vanity, and above all earthly treasure, remember thou must die. And covetousness with rich men of late is grown too brief. Unto the distressed they give but small relief. For some men's hearts are hard and harder than stone or steel. They don't think on the miseries that many poor souls feel. Then cast off sinful pleasure, which is but vanity, and above all earthly treasure, remember thou must die. There is some rich curmudgeons, if you but them observe, which will gripe and grind the poor and care not if they starve. Upon their earthly riches they daily set their mind. Some don't consider they must die and leave their wealth behind. Then cast off sinful pleasure, which is but vanity, and above all earthly treasure, remember thou must die. But mortal man, observe that thou must yield to death. When as he stops thy wind, thou must resign thy breath. If thou wouldst give the world, then it can't thy life delay. Then prepare for death, for time and tide will not for no man stay. Then cast off sinful pleasure, which is but vanity, and above all earthly treasure, remember thou must die. And after death thou shalt within the grave remain, until the day of judgment, then thou shalt rise again, and stand before the terrible judge, a just account to give, how and in what manner thou didst in thy lifetime live. Then cast off sinful pleasure, which is but vanity, and above all earthly treasure, remember thou must die. The happy are all those that hath done righteously, for they shall live with God to all eternity. But the wicked shall be tormented in hell's hot burning flame, whereas there's no redemption to come out of the same. Then cast off sinful pleasure, which is but vanity, and above all earthly treasure, remember thou must die. Then let's leave our wickedness and cast our sins away, striving to mend our lives and no time delay. Let us always be seeking to run a virtuous race, that we in heaven hereafter may have a enduring place. Then cast off sinful pleasure, which is but vanity, and above all earthly treasure, remember thou must die.